Hello, my ninja friends. I hope everyone is all well and you enjoy my podcast so far. I'm going to keep trying to do them as much as I can. But today is all about health and well-being. So I'm not going to sort of just rant on about, you know, you need to start doing yoga and all of this crap. What I'm going to be talking about is burning the candles both ends. So if you listen to this and you're in car sales, you're a sales manager, you're a company owner, or you're just in sales in generally, or you're just working, you know, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Burning the candles both ends can be pretty serious. You know, we all work hard hours, especially in sales, car sales in particular, or anything in sales, you know, it could be bloody anything. We all work hard. You know, we get up, we do what we need to do, then we get back. If you've got a family, then you're looking after the family. And then, you know, you tend to find that with all of this, it comes then with pressure, with stress day to day. You know, if you haven't made your target, you haven't hit your target, you haven't done your sales, you know, there's additional stresses that happen. Whether it's at work, whether it's stress in the family, whether you're not getting on with your partner, whether the kids are causing you going riot. It could be an absolute multitude of anything. It's very easy to go down a very dark road very quickly. And I know this, personally. So I know this because there's times when I sort of had a couple of drinks and a few drinks start to be most nights. And that was my sort of little out, you know, sort of just something away from business, away from home life. It was just nice. I found it quite relaxing. Going down the local pub, having a couple of beers with the lads, and just talking about whatever you talk about. And I loved it. Absolutely loved it. But the problem is it creeps up. And what I mean by that is that you have to be quite careful, because we all work hard. We've all got stresses. We've all got strains. We've got targets. We've got this. We've got that. We've got mortgages. We've got this. We've got credit card bills. It's just everything just racks up. And sometimes just having a couple of beers, all of a sudden the world seems a better place. I'm not saying that we shouldn't drink. Certainly not. You know, I still enjoy a few beers now. Well, not now. It would be nice to have a beer. But for me, I was working extremely hard. And I enjoyed a couple of drinks. And I used to go down the pub a fair bit, well, most nights, to be honest. A couple of beers here, 3 pints there, glass of wine at home, and it just really racked up the volume that I was drinking. I wasn't an alcoholic, well, saying that, I suppose you look at it, and I was quite dependent because I was drinking a lot. But once again, I enjoyed it. My whole social circles were around that as well. So I used to meet at the pubs. Used to meet mates at the pubs, have meetings. Oh, do you want to go for a quick beer? Should we do this? Should we do that? And like I said before, you know, it catches up. And then that then comes with health. So all of a sudden, I wasn't going to the gym anymore because I was too busy going at the pub. Then you're drinking, which means you're eating bad food then, it's you're drinking, too much salt intake if you're having takeaways, which then you have a few beers, and it's a vicious circle. And it's a circle that's very difficult and a habit to break. And what I've found is that I was going to work, not hungover, far from it, but I was going to work and I just wasn't 100%. You know, the slightest of things used to irritate. Lost my shit so many times. And I thought, this just isn't the best. This just isn't the best. And my wife, Sophie, I don't know whether she'll be listening to this, but she sort of said to me, look, you just need to pack it in. You know, you need to stop. Because, you know, you're putting on a hell of a lot of weight. You know, in the space of a year, I probably put on 2 stone. I was eating just crap. All of the takeaways known to man, KFC, McDonald's, burger, you name it, I was eating it. Snacking chocolates and then having the beers. Weekends was a free-for-all, so I had more beers, more wine. It was just, and also the expense. It was so bloody expensive. And not only that, personally, I was feeling shit. I was feeling awful. And you know, you start to get a bit depressed, and to be honest, I was getting quite depressed with it all. I was depressed on how I looked in the mirror. I was depressed that I only felt better when I had a couple of beers. I just felt depressed that work was crap because I didn't have my eye on the ball, because I just wasn't bothered. Not so much wasn't bothered, because I was bothered about the business and the people that worked there or worked for me, but it was just, I don't know, everything was a bit of a haze. So I thought, right, well, 2020, is the year. So I had a bit of a blowout in December because I thought, well, why not? You know, we stopped working sort of about a week before Christmas, had a few more beers. And to be honest, coming to January, I did what all the January doers, goers, gym goers do, and that's join a gym. So I joined the local gym. And before that, I was very active, you know, but the thing is, because, you know, I was drinking a fair bit, I was eating bad food, I didn't really want to go to the gym or didn't want to train. And I always found an excuse to go to work or found an excuse to do anything but train. And it got to a point with my son that was just coming up to a year old, you know, even picking him up and going up the stairs, I just felt out of breath. And I thought, well, this isn't good. I'm sort of 40 and or 41. And this isn't good. This is car crash territory. This is just not the best thing to do. So I decided then to have a massive cull and just to think, right, okay, it's going to be difficult. It's going to be extremely difficult. But I'm going to pack the drinking in. I'm going to join a gym, as everyone did in January, and I'm just going to go. And that was the hardest thing to do. Getting those trainers on after a long day at work, that was the hardest thing to do. But now, moving forward, we're sort of mid-March 2020. And I've been going since January the 2nd or 3rd when I got back, just after the Christmas break. And I go every day. And I tell you what, I absolutely love it. I'm eating better. I even went a little bit vegan as well, believe it or not. So I started cutting out a load of stuff. I'm not vegan, not vegetarian at all. But I thought I'd try it, you know, just try cutting out some of the meat, try cutting out some bits. And it's helped. So I've lost a stone and a half. I feel so much better. I can get up so much earlier. And believe it or not, I can actually get to bed later, which is great, you know, if you want a little bit of a lovely with the wife. But yeah, you know, it just, my whole life has completely changed. It's just, I find that you just have to do it. You just have to be committed. And don't get me wrong, I don't stop drinking. I haven't stopped drinking at all, but I don't drink from all week, the working week, and I have a couple of beers on Saturday. Well, a couple of beers I have is probably 2 or 3 pints now. And that's it. That's it for me. You know, it's a lot better. I feel a lot better within myself. I'm more productive at work. I'm more productive with the team, and I'm more focused on what I'm trying to achieve. And to be honest, it's helping me. So if you're listening to this, and you may have had a few beers while listening to this, you probably need that. And you see, I need to turn it around. I need to feel a bit better. I need to eat healthier. Just do it. You know, no one's stopping you. And the only person that can make that change is you. It really is. And you just have to look at yourself in the mirror and think, actually, this beer belly has to go. I don't like this. I don't like my man boobs. I want to see a bit of a six pack. Don't get me wrong, I haven't got a six pack at all. But you just want to feel good when you put that shirt on in the summer and it's a little bit tight around the arms, and you've got that glow about you because you've been training, you've eaten well. There's so much to be said for it. So eating well, having the odd cheat day, having the odd takeaway here and there, it's absolutely fine. Why not? Bloody enjoy yourself. But constantly and consistently every day eating crap and drinking, it will catch up, and it will catch up with you so fast and you won't even know it. So that's me. Just want to leave it there. So yeah, it's a bit of a sort of health one, this one. Just about, you know, if you are feeling a bit depressed, if you're feeling a bit shit about yourself, you feel a bit crap about work or whatever, just get to the gym. And the gym membership is expensive. You know, it's about £100 a month it is, but it's a family membership. And also, at the weekends, I take my son swimming with my wife, and we all train together. And I tell you what, that is absolutely lovely. And all of a sudden, the world does seem a better place. You don't need that beer now. I don't need a couple of beers a night. The landlord at the pub's not too happy because obviously I'm not spending my money there. And it's, once again, it's a vicious circle to get into, and it's quite easy to get back to it and all. But I look at myself now, you know, I'm not ripped by any stretch of the imagination. I don't look in the mirror and think, God, that's Arnold Schwarzenegger. But things are improving. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better. little bit more toned. It's just little podcast I want to get out there, a bit of a personal one as well. But if you've got any questions, just email me, scott.norville@silverstonefleetmanagement.com. You know, I can even do a training plan for you, training plan that I've implemented. Something that I've looked at, because I do a lot of research on the internet. It doesn't have to be, I tend to find it doesn't have to be, you don't have to train for 2 or 3 hours a day. My little training routine is probably at the gym. It's 10 minute or 20 minute run, which I'm doing now, and then some weights. I'm done and dusted within 40 to 50 minutes. Easy, absolutely easy. And we've all got time, so we can always make time. So that's it for me. Any questions, send me an email. But thanks for listening for this one, my little ninja friends. And I'll see you all soon. That was a good one.